So here we go, I'm back with another episode. I'm walking just right next to the sea here on Mallorca. You might hear the waves crashing. It's a little windy, but it's beautifully sunny. And on this walk, I thought I might share a little bit about the combo experience that I had just recently with a lovely lady up in the mountains here on the island. And what is combo? First things first, let's start what it is. Combo is a frog from the Amazon, and this particular frog is it's giving off some toxins when this frog is coming under stress. So this frog, it's a gel that's coming off from its back, and this gel is then scrubbed off from the back of this little combo frog, and it is medicine, and this medicine has been used since hundreds of years by the Amazonian tribes, and is now making its way throughout the whole world and also to Mallorca. And what happens then with this gel is that it is applied on a burnt skin mark. So a small piece of wood is burnt, and with the heated up stick, a small wound is created on the skin, and in this small wound the gel is applied. And then what happens is you wait a little bit, and you drink lots of water in between, because the process is going to make you purge either out of your mouth or out of your ass. So you might want to or have to release some of your toxins also. So it's in the end it's a detoxification process, heavily on the body, so it's not psychedelic like many other medicines that come out from the Amazonian forest right now. But the combo is merely a physical detoxification process, a healing process, a beautiful medicine which is said to align your energies and give you a little bit of a reboot, a restart of your whole system. The immune system is rebooting, and maybe now we can come a little bit to my own personal experience. So I was driving up the mountains with my car, and after landing there and talking to the lady a little bit, I then prepared myself. We had a conversation before about my intentions and what I was here for, and I was there for practically for my sinuses. I have a little bit of physical troubles with my sinuses, a little allergy, and I wanted to try this healing methodology on that and see what it does and see how or if it can help me. So when we were done talking about intentions and the process and clarification, I was said to drink lots of water. In the end I think it was 3 liters, and then it's the whole process started. So I got burnt 4 times on my left arm, and then slowly but steadily, one by one, one dot, one burned mark after the next, was filled with this gel of the combo. And it started pretty nicely. I got very warm. I was keep telling the lady if she turned on the heater, and indeed she did, but my face turned red. Everything swells up a bit, and you can definitely feel how the warmth is generated in your whole body. And then after that, you know, like it felt pretty good for a while, but one thought after the next, it gets worse and worse, and then the stomach starts to cramp a little bit, then you just get nauseated, you get sick a little bit, and you just feel worse and worse as the time goes by, and in the end the goal is to just purge and to throw up a lot of the toxins in your body, and that's what happened then also in the end. You know, at the beginning I thought, no, I'm not gonna throw up probably, but it will come as time goes by. So I threw up quite heavily. It's not an easy throw up, but it's quite a decent one. Painful also, but yeah, it's okay. And so throwing up, and then at some point you feel, okay, this is probably it. This was not it then in the end, so I had to throw up another time. And that's pretty much it. I can't really talk more about the experience itself. It's not like you don't have visions, you don't have like crazy realizations. The only realization I had in this physical dilemma, or in this physical endurance of pain, was just how happy I am that my body is fine, and that I just have this like small thing with the sinuses, but overall I feel quite good in my body. My body is healthy and strong, and those very physical demanding situations usually bring me back to a place of where I'm just very grateful of the healthy body that I have, that I can walk, that I can talk, that I can dance and jump around and do sports and all of those things. So that was very revealing again, and so I was very happy coming back to that state of feeling good in my body, you know. And then what it also always does to me, those physically demanding situations bring me somehow into a place of reconnecting with my ancestors, where I'm just connected to all the pain and all the suffering and all the hardship that they had to go through, and makes me also always very grateful for standing in this line of ancestors, and just very rooting, very grounding experience, brings you back into the body for sure. And what I really want to talk about also is the after effects. Those are quite strong. So you feel extremely strong in your body. You have a certain feeling of strength from within. It's not like a physical strength where you feel, your shoulders are quite strong, or your feet are carrying you strongly. But it's more of a very deep belly, solar plexus kind of area strength that comes deep from within. It's heat, it's warmth that comes from you. You know, it's almost like you have a generator, you have an additional generator in your solar plexus or belly area, and it gives you a lot of energy. It's really like a generator, battery energy source, a little sun that you suddenly carry around in yourself. So in that way, it was a beautiful experience. Also, the after effect is very connecting, no? Like very connecting to your body, and suddenly you feel the strength of your body and what it is capable of, and the drive and the nature, the force that it has. And that was a beautiful, beautiful thing to notice afterwards. I have to say, you know, like after maybe a week, 2 weeks, this somehow also dissolves. Whereas you never know, you know, like sometimes those effects, you just get used to that and you don't recognize the difference anymore. You know, like before, first of all, it's new to you, you know, like suddenly you have a little sun in your belly, glowing and shining, and this is quite different to before. And then after one or 2 weeks, you might just be very used to that kind of feeling, and you don't even remember how it is without that. So that could also be the case. In the end, I don't know. I just feel still very good, very strong. Body is good. The sinuses are still not healed. I didn't also expect that. One thing that also discussed with the lady then afterwards was a reflection about sicknesses and illnesses that I also would like to share is, you know, you never really know if it's good or bad, you know, like with everything in life, you never really know if whatever you're experiencing right now is good for you or the world, or not good for you or the world. So in a sense of sicknesses or illnesses, you never know where those sicknesses and illnesses take you. For example, for this experience, like I would probably not go for a combo experience if I would have not this issue with the sinuses. And this issue with the sinuses, the allergy and so on, they brought me to quite some places, you know, like to really researching about the body and histamines and trying out different supplements and trying different healing methodologies, if it's acupuncture, acupressure, these plant medicines, herbs, teas, nasal cleansings, all of those things. So it gets me into contact with many various things and also people. So if I wouldn't have had this sickness or this illness, if I want to call it that, I would have probably never encountered all those people and all those things and all those new experiences. So in the end, it might be a good thing that I have it. And do I really, the question that it comes down to is, do I really want to get rid of this sickness as fast as possible? Or is it rather a journey? And on this journey, I might encounter many, many diverse things that will teach me, everything will teach me a lesson. So yeah, I can refer also a great book to that. It's called Krankheit als Weg. It's a German book which is translated into probably sickness as a path or illness. The illness is the way, maybe. And it's a great book of, you know, like just taking every sickness that you have as somehow a sign from your body and the path. And whatever this sickness is reveals to you is worth learning about. It's a message from your body, from your subconscious, from your soul, your spirit, wherever it comes from. But it is a message to look at something, right? So that's closely related to the psychosomatic work, placebo effects and all of those things, where the mentality is closely related to the physicality and the emotionality. All of those things are somehow linked together. And this path might be a path worth journeying on. Instead of just, you know, like cutting it out and getting rid of it, it would probably manifest somewhere else, and you will not have a long, long road and path and way and journey and almost like you're traveling to so many places, see so many places. And yeah, that's the path, sickness or illness as a path, as a way, as a journey. So I will end with that. Combo, beautiful experience. I can recommend. Of course, you have to see if it fits. If it fits to you, it's a very physical experience. It's very hard on the body, demanding. But if you prepare well with a dieta, you have a good facilitator and so on, I think it can be very beneficial to anyone who feels called to do it.